Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us in the neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Natalia, who's wrong?
A lot of people have roommates, and sometimes roommates be messing with your stuff. And this whole situation happened between two roommates. Both of them did something wrong. Mm-hmm. And we got to figure out who's the more wrong.
Mm-hmm. As I would say, who's wronger? Then Miss Byers would be like, that's not a word.
Yeah, I like it. Who's wronger?
Who's wronger? Mm, you know what I'm saying? All righty, so who's wrong? We're going to get into that. And also, Jim Jones weirded Ani out.
Oh,
same, man. When I saw this. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah. And then he tried to say, like, no, I was just kidding. But he came and he said, my mom had taught me how to tongue kiss. Yeah. Like, she didn't tell him, hey, use your tongue like this. Like, she literally kissed him.
And Angela Yee, who was doing the interview from the Breakfast Club, Angela Yee was like, okay. And she started peeling off the layers.
Yeah.
And then when he said how she taught him, I was like.
And he made it seem like it was totally fine. He's like, yeah, that's my mom.
I joke. You know what I'm saying? I joke around for a living and just as I walk around.
Yeah.
That's one thing, well, maybe his jokes are different, but it didn't sound like a joke. So we're going to get into that. And also, in case you missed it, Ani, we got
Gunna.
Why Gunna up in here?
Everybody's talking about this brand new album with 19 amazing songs, Big.
Go ahead now.
One I'm obsessed with is with his rumored girlfriend, Chloe.
Hello. All righty. So we got an In Case You Missed It with Gunna in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we got For Real, For False with
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
I'm loving that Cardi B is like slowly trickling back onto social media because they miss her. But I get it. She, you know, she had a baby. She has things to take care of. She got two kids now. But we also had a For Real, For False with her. And you would think we know everything about Cardi B.
She's so open. Believe that. So For Real, For False with Cardi B. Y'all continue to hang out with us. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap on the 10's time. Little cell service right here. Cell service. Where Luther calls to hook up a cell phone for Jason because he thinks he's cheating.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, let's go and get into your phone tap on the 10's right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy.
How may I assist you today?
Yes, I was calling about some information on what kind of promotions y'all have.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Luther.
Luther.
Yes.
You know this is the type of person that talks a lot.
Well, I'm going to have one and Jason's going to have one.
Okay.
I just want to give him something where, you know, now what's your name again, hon?
My name is
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
You know, some nights he's out late.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what he's out there doing.
Most
and sometimes I would like to call. I would like to call and say, I got you, my what's going on? You're not going to be going out there doing somebody else and coming home and doing me too? No. Yeah.
Well,
he's what we call a first timer.
Oh.
You know, I'm not like an ocean and he is not Christopher Columbus. So don't explore me. You know, you can't discover what's already been here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Where you is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Where you at? Yeah, I'm on the phone. I know what's going on. That's why I got it. Ooh, I just can't wait.
Get in my passenger seat and let me drive.
I don't let no woman run me, but I'll try.
Oh, I'm not going to run you. I just want you to get in. But you know what? The phone vibrates when a call is coming through.
Stick that in my
Oh, my God.
I probably may go ahead and keep calling myself. I don't know.
Okay, Luther. The only person that won't call is Jesus.
And I done try to make that call many times to Jesus.
Okay, and if you would like to order
All right.
What's your last name?
Last name is Lufay.
Luther Lufay?
Yes, Luffeigh. The first F is silent. Did you put that down first? Put the two Fs on there.
Your social security number?
It's 304-69.
Right.
69. 69.
Hello.
Hello, goodbye, thank you. Your meal is ready.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Tip baiting in the neighborhood news. Tip baiting.
A lot of times we hear like, oh, this Uber driver or this, you know, food delivery service did this. This food delivery service ate my fries. Well, this is kind of like the flip side. The driver, the food delivery person is saying the worst thing that we can do as customers is this one thing. And he documents a lot of his stuff of dropping off food. This is what he said is the worst.
One of the worst things that you can encounter as a delivery driver is tipping.
Man, he has a very nice microphone. What is he on, a podcast or something?
He's all professional.
One of the worst things that you can encounter as a delivery driver is tip baiting. In these food delivery apps, the customer has the opportunity to reduce or increase the tips after drop-off. Tip baiting is when a customer offers a large tip to get their food faster and then take away the tip at the end.
Oh.
While it's good to protect the customer from having bad service by holding a tip over your head, it leaves a big opportunity to screw over the driver with tip baiting.
Oh, man.
So a lot of us talk about, like, should we tip? How much do you tip a food delivery person? And I always tip, right?
Right.
And I always pre-tip as well. And it makes me so mad because I'm like, a lot of times, like, they will do mess with my food or maybe they didn't drop something off. And I'm like, oh, they don't deserve that tip that I gave them. But some people will tip in the end, but they'll tell them, oh, I'll tip you this much. And then when they get there, there's like no tip or very little tip.
Hey, man, so you can pre-tip and take it back?
I guess so, yes.
Man, see, I don't use a lot of food delivery services like
that.
There's
so many that, like, obviously maybe some of them you can't.
I just like picking up stuff or I cook at the house.
See, that's good. Yeah, I've been trying to get back more into, like, cooking almost every night, which is really hard. But I do like getting food delivery to me because I don't want to go in.
It always seemed like when they deliver food, everything is just old.
Yeah,
and it's
colder.
The difference between if I go pick it up and bring it back and them picking it up and bring it. I don't know what it is.
That is true.
Like, I don't know, man.
But I do feel bad for these drivers who are like getting chipped by these
people. And then if it's the real tip, they probably think you're tip baiting.
Yes.
Like, man, this tip is too generous.
I know. Gosh, that really sucks for them.
Yeah,
but just be a good customer out there. Don't do it.
Dude, I was at this truck and they had, the prices were ridiculous.
Really?
And they had a tip thing right there. I'm like, come on now. Y'all prices are ridiculous. I didn't even buy anything.
You just walk by.
I'm like, here, just take the tip. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood.
Lord.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood,
oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about it on air. We've been talking about it off air.
Yeah.
Just this Omicron, how, this is like high. It seemed like this is highly contagious. People are getting through it a little bit more.
Very contagious. Yes.
But, man.
I think maybe every other day so far, the last 5 or 6 days, I've heard someone else that I know personally getting tested positive.
Every day.
Bam.
Every day, man. Like, when you told us that, Matt, I didn't know that, you know, through
I know.
You know, your Christmas get down that you guys were going through something at the house.
My little cousins, their entire family, they got it.
Yeah, man. I saw my man Darman yesterday, and his whole family had it. Darman, YouTube sensation.
Oh.
Whole family had it. He said his little one had to go to the emergency room. Yeah, man. Yeah, so it's crazy. Louie is still out. We still don't know what's going on with Louie. He's tested negative a couple times,
nice.
But he still feel like he's had COVID before, and he was like, "Big, this feels like what I had."
It's so strange.
So he's waiting on his PCR to come back, and that's even backlogged.
Yeah, and he needs to take another one because that one's been so bad.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not coming back up in here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Louie gonna be at home, and our production guy Juan, he tested positive.
Yeah.
Hey, Juan, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling a lot better, baby.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Your audio isn't.
Outer space.
Yeah. This dude done went to Venus. You know?
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, so he said he's feeling a little better today. So, yeah, but every day, I was talking to my wife, Veronica, and I said, who do you think we're going to find out about tomorrow? Yeah.
I wonder what she said.
I'm just talking about not a name, but, you know, we hear it every day.
Yeah, and now they have that new variant where I'm like, stop throwing
the Flurona?
Yeah, whatever,
yeah.
The 49 mutations.
Yeah,
the Flo Rider.
Yeah, the Flo Rider now. Everybody got one.
Take my PCR test, I had to stand in line for like 30 to 40 minutes because those lines are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
I'm like,
and 30 to 40 minutes now, people are like, oh, it's just a 30-minute wait.
Yeah.
It's crazy how people won't stand in line to get tested, but they'll stand in line to get on like a Disneyland ride.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to any clinics out there, y'all don't have no fast passes or anything like
Please.
That?
Please.
Yeah. Right. Nothing that we can
come back at 3:15 and, get in front of the line.
I wish.
Man, but y'all stay safe out there,
Please,
man. Y'all stay safe. It's a reality. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani's up in here, yeah. Man. Rapper, actor, producer, mogul, Jim Jones, man. Mr. Yeah. Dipset himself grossed Ani out.
He grossed me out so bad, Big. I saw him trending on Twitter, and I was like, why is he trending? So I clicked on it, and I kind of wish I didn't. But he recently sat down, had this interview with Angela Yee on her podcast, and they were talking about sex and relationships. He's like, yeah, my mom taught me everything about sex, bought me my first condoms, taught me how to kiss, taught me how to tongue kiss.
Yeah, man.
And they asked him, how did she teach you how to tongue kiss?
My mom taught me how to kiss. She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she...
She kissed you?
It's my mother.
What is... It's my mother. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, man.
That's the grossest...
And she bought him the condoms.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
He wasn't even like that. He's like, that's my mom. Like, this is normal.
Yeah, man. I was looking at that like, come on, Jim.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Big, I was so mind blown. So I was like, okay. And then during the interview, he kind of goes on. He's like, well, you know, you got to keep in mind she was 17. She was a young mom. So like at that, man. I was like, wait a second. This isn't.
She showed me her tongue kiss when I was younger. Remember, my mom was 17. She's a baby. Look at all the babies that's having babies now. And look how they act with their babies. It's like they have a little sister or a little brother more than they had.
I have a little sister. And I'm a little bright.
I'm still confused. What are we talking about here?
Man, we talking about tongue kissing his mom.
Right, but he's saying like it's like having a little sister, that you're messing around with your sister.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have a little sister and I'm a little brother. Like
exactly.
Oh man.
So Big, everybody on the internet was grossed out. Now he came back. He's like, hold on, I was just joking.
For the record, it was a joke. That's weak what y'all trying to project. Something from my childhood. We've talked about childhood things. I thought that was funny. I appreciate you, mommy, for helping me out, but no.
I don't know, man. And it may have been a joke because when you hear it,
she showed me her tongue kiss when I was younger.
He's giggling, but I wouldn't, man, I wouldn't even put that out there. The shot heard around the world is really what's heard around the world. Yeah. The retraction is, you know what I'm saying? It's never.
And Big, even when I heard it and I was reading the comments, because everyone in the comments was like, I don't believe this. Like, look at the way he's saying it.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, why would you joke about that? Don't. I love him.
I joke a lot, man. Yeah. But damn, that's one. I'm like, oh, man.
That was so gross to me. And right now on Twitter, everybody's just making all of these memes, which I'm like really liking.
Right.
But he's telling them, hey, stop it, you guys.
Oh, it's too late now.
Yeah, it is.
It is too late, man. That'll never go away. Never. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Nathalia's up in here. We got a for real, mm-hmm. For false with
Cardi B.
Cardi B
up
in here.
Oh, Cardi. I love her so much. She's been so busy. You know, obviously now she has two kids and she's very hands-on as a mom and she's taking care of them. But, you know, she's getting back onto Instagram, which is fun, putting up her funny videos. Also telling us that her baby now talks at 4 months
old. And you're starting to get the Cardi personality back.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Very, very fun. But, you know, not too long ago, Big, and I mentioned this before, we feel like we know almost everything about Cardi B, but it turns out there are things that we really didn't know and we found out, and we had a for false with her, and we had to ask her about a driver's license.
Cardi B does not have a driver's license still.
No, I don't have one.
So for real, you don't have a driver's license.
For real.
Cardi, how many cars do you have?
I got a Cullinan, I have a Maybach. I have a Lambo truck. Ooh. I have a Lamborghini. Oh yeah, my baby.
How many
of that? Oh yeah, in my truck. This is the thing.
That's about six cars, Cardi.
Yeah.
With no driver's license.
get it, girl.
Do you know how to drive, Cardi? Oh no.
You know what? Imagine if I do know how to drive, but I say that so other people could drive me.
Yeah. Hey, but you there now. For real, for false. It takes 3 hours to get Cardi B nails on point.
For false. You wanna know why? Because it's taking longer now.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
I swear to God, I feel like the longest we ever did, like for like a nail. Yo, I don't even have nails on right now. That's how crazy the freaking AMA's got me. Look at my nails. Nobody have ever seen my nails like this.
Really? Why you don't have nails right now, Cardi?
Because it's just too much. Like, it's like, it takes, to do my nails, it takes like 4 hours of my day. And I really have been dividing my time. Like, really, really having two kids is a lot.
Man, women, y'all got it hard.
Oh, let me
like
tell you.
Nails and, oh, man.
Just to find the time to get my nails done. It was a struggle to get them done recently, but yeah. I was like, I need it. My feet look bad. My toes.
Hey, man, when I did Deuce Bigelow, mm-hmm. I played a lady in the movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it was so hard maintaining nails.
Like
trying to use the phone and yeah. just everything.
Opening things, yeah, typing is all hard.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a different y'all kind stick of around skill. Y'all radios, man. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn. Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
Neighborhood debate.
Come on.
Hottest couple of the year.
Yes.
So, Natalia.
I mean, the hottest couple of 2021, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Oh my God, they're so cute together.
I think her and A-Rod were a hotter couple.
But you crushing on him.
Louis, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey over Bennifer. That is an easy pull.
They defied the odds. That's what my couple did.
Because they lived a long life.
I give that relationship another year. Maybe it'll be gone.
Right. We give you another year. What are you talking about?
Neighborhood debate, Ani. Hottest couple of the year.
Hottest couple goes to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Mic drop. They make you want to fall in love and just be in a relationship. Like, look at Kim. She went and got a guy with tattoos who kind of is similar to, right. I would say, Travis, because she was
possibly
like,
got a guy with tattoos.
Possibly. But in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, same Kim. Like, I see what you do.
I'm giving it to Travis and Kourtney.
Yes!
Really? Travis and Kourtney, man. You know it. Bennifer, they already won, like, 2009, 2010.
First one to fall off is going to be Bennifer.
You think so?
Easy. Family.
Lori Harvey, Michael.
About?
Lori and Michael.
She's going to lease some for, like, 2 years.
All right, well, we meet y'all guys here at the end of the year.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, mic drop.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He's up in here. Give it up for Ani! Ani, click of the day. What we got?
We got this really silly survey stat that I don't believe in.
All right, now survey says. Go ahead.
But I thought about you. Like, who is paying for these silly surveys? But somebody came out and
Survey. Say that three times fast.
Silly survey. But somebody came out and they're like, you know, people who are obsessed with celebrities and their lives, they have lower intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And me and Natalia, we love celebrity lives. Like, I've J. Cole.
Oh, so you proved it right.
No.
I'm very intelligent.
I know that.
She is.
Okay. Yeah. You are.
But that's why I saw this. I'm like, no, we're just keeping up with our favorite people. Like, if J. Cole rides a bike, I'm going to be like, that is so cool. And
then
awesome.
Plus, it also comes with the gig for
it
us.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure Natalia, maybe not Ani, but aren't there some days you want to walk away from it?
1,000%. Not like this. I want to keep up.
Your son, and you know what I'm saying? It's just time. Yes. Oh, I got to get on. I got to see what's going on. Yes. I got to, you know, so.
But see, like, I'm so interested in, because they'll say, they're like, you know, we did a survey of are people interested in what celebrities are wearing, what kind of makeup, and I am so interested, like, all the Kardashians, if Doja's wearing something, I'm like, what are you wearing? So, like, I just felt personally attacked by this survey.
And so they say that people that do what now?
That are, like, in love with celebrities and care about them and, like, you know, watch after them, they have lower intelligence.
That's crazy. You're very intelligent.
Thank you.
There is a saying, too, someone who can only talk about other people has a lower intelligence because they don't have the ability to talk about other things. So maybe that's kind of where it's going.
Oh,
with.
You sound so stupid.
Oh, should I started it with that? I read a survey one time when I was back at Yale.
People on Twitter, okay, so I felt personally attacked, but people on Twitter are like, okay, this is so true, because if you've ever argued with, like, somebody's stan account on Twitter or Instagram, like a Nicki Minaj fan account, They will show you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, but I think that's like the
super.
Those are the extremes.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten them, Vic? Because you do so many interviews like with so many celebrities. Have you ever gotten one of their stands like, hey, whether it's Nicki Minaj?
I've got some things, but you know what? I don't pay attention to them. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So whatever I don't read, I'm not tripping off of. I don't read a lot of the comments, you know, because I'm going home to a beautiful wife and beautiful kids, and you know, I'm working on my happiness. So I don't trip on that. I don't look for it. You know, like we had LMA in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and when you know LMA, of course, is from England,
yeah,
right.
That's
and
right.
So when she started talking, I was like, LMA, I said, you're here. You could drop the accent. You know? People got mad at that.
Oh, my God.
And I remember talking with LMA, like, LMA, people got mad, you know, making up words for it and all that stuff. So I'm totally done. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Phone tap on the 10's time, man. This is no car payment. This is where Luther calls an actual dealership to let them know that, you know what, I haven't received a bill for this car in 6 months. Yeah. All righty.
Nice.
You call it stolen, I call it a blessing. Mm-hmm. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello, this is Mark speaking. Can I help you?
It's Luther Lufay.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I purchased my car going on 5 months ago, and I have yet to receive a bill for my Nissan Armada. And I just wanted to speak with someone about that because I don't want any negativity on my actual credit.
Wait, it's been 5 months, and you haven't gotten a bill yet?
No, I have not got any bill.
And how do you spell your last name, please?
Last name is Luffeigh, Lufay. First F is silent.
Oh, all right, that's weird. It's not coming up in the records.
Okay.
Would you have to know the VIN number offhand?
Yes, I do. It's 3J12738.
Actually, this was in our inventory. Still says that it's on the lot.
Wow, this is a better deal than what you guys had advertised.
Well, you just bring the car back. And
that's
we'll
not going to happen, sir. Sir, I mean, it's finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
No, that's actually stealing.
Sound like I just got myself a free car, and I'll just ride around in it until, I get pulled over and then got to come back to the lot or whatever. But right now, you can't even report it stolen because you don't have it. It's on your lot.
Well, no, it's apparently in your driveway.
Well, give me my address.
Exactly. You give me your address.
Right, exactly. You don't know where I'm at, sir. All righty, well, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure.
Wait, man.
I won with this one. Yes, sir. Wait till I tell my family that I have zero payments.
Well, if you bring it in, I will give you $1,000 off. Right?
Why would you give me $1,000 off when I already got $20,000 off? That makes no sense, sir.
You don't want to drive around in a stolen car.
It's
you
not stolen. It's not stolen. I have the paperwork in the glove right now. You know what? Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to send all my friends and family somewhere else because it's obvious y'all not just giving these away.
Wait, thank you so much, sir.
God bless you.
No,
toodaloo!
Hello?
Phone taps on the
tins.
Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia up in here. Hello there, Natalia.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Oh, Natalia's wearing like a fuchsia pink beanie right now.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
So cute.
And she got her shoes that match it up.
I
ain't mad at you.
Oh, see?
Just go ahead and paint that picture for you. All righty, Natalia. Now, we were saving this. Who's wrong?
Oh, my gosh, Big. So there was the story that was shared online that really definitely reminded me of when I had roommates. Because at one point, I had 5 roommates. We lived in this house. Everyone had their own room.
That was for MTV, right?
Yeah. I wish I would have gotten paid. No, this was, we had a lot of rules in the house. And now this woman online shared a story about how she felt someone was stealing her food in her home that she has roommates with, right? So she decided, no one was confessing to the fact that they were taking her food. So she put up a camera, didn't tell them that she was going to film them, and she found out which roommate was eating her food.
Damn.
And so she confronted that roommate. And then
the fat one, huh? If I was the roommate, I would definitely eat your food. Definitely.
Oh, man.
At least a little bit.
It gets you in trouble. Well, that roommate then flipped it and got so mad at the roommate that filmed her and said, you shouldn't have filmed me without me knowing, trying to like sort of deflect and stuff. But so who's kind of wrong in that situation? Because a lot of the comments online were split. It was, is the roommate wrong for filming and not saying anything? Or is the roommate who stole the food wrong?
What do you think?
I think the roommate's stealing the food.
Yeah, and I can understand about having a camera up and not, but there's an action and reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But that's still really creepy, like in your own house to have a camera.
Yeah, can you imagine what she really did, mad. What she picked up other than eating somebody
right.
eating the food?
Yeah, that, yeah. Would, like, that would make me so mad if I found out my roommate or anyone in my house right now had a camera in our house just because.
I bet you there is a camera in your house.
No. Yeah. I'm like paranoid. No.
Don't try to freaking gross her and weird her family out. Yeah. You see the way she said it? She said, I bet you there is a camera.
I just like to freak Annie out sometimes.
She does.
Probably installed by the person that came to fix your refrigerator.
Someone did recently come. Don't say that. People are creepy.
Yeah, man. So who do you think is wrong there?
I definitely think it's the girl putting up the camera because I think that's like, no, move out if you don't trust your roommates.
Which roommate do you guys think is wrong? Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia just hit us up with this story about there's a roommate. They all live together and one, her food was being eaten. No one would fess up to the food being eaten, so she installed a camera to catch the person that was stealing her food, found out who was stealing her food. So we're just asking, which roommate is wrong? The one for eating the food or the one for installing the camera to see who was eating her food? Barbara, hello.
Hello
there, Barbara. Barbara, which roommate is wrong?
The one that was stealing the food.
Go ahead now. I ain't mad at you. Have you ever had roommates before, Barbara?
Oh, unfortunately, numerous times. But listen to me. I've been very lucky, and there's never been an issue with stealing food, with not paying bills, with not paying rent. So
I heard that.
I have been very lucky.
Yeah, you hear a lot of just roommate drama that you hear, you know, especially for people that have multiple roommates. So you're saying the one that was eating the food?
Oh, for sure.
Not creepy,
How would the person putting up the camera be wrong?
I think that's creepy,
though. First of all, what if they put the camera up for security and just so happened to catch her? Nobody's invading anybody's privacy. It was for security reasons.
No, she put it up to see who was eating her food.
That's what she said.
You know,
but
I mean,
we can
add on to it. Be like, maybe somebody was sending her Amazon packages. I don't know. Out the refrigerator.
Exactly.
You know, because you can leave a thing that says, leave my packages in the refrigerator. So maybe that was it. But yeah, all right. So, overall, she just saying that she felt like, you know, the one that was eating the food was wrong.
That's crazy to me.
But you know what? I think, Ani, it's action and reaction. I would have never had to react to that if your action wasn't stealing my food.
That's true. But imagine being in your house if you had roommates and somebody put up a camera. Like, you wouldn't be, like, creeped out.
But if I was eating someone's food, which would be me anyway, if anybody's food was going to be eaten, and they would have asked, like, hey, who's eating the food? I'd be like, I don't know. And then when they show me the footage, I'd be like, that's not me. Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, woo, man. We were asking you to speak on it. Who's wrong when it comes to these roommates? Now, one roommate, her food was getting eaten out of the refrigerator. She did ask the other roommates, has anyone been eating the food? No one said yes. All righty, so she installed a spy cam and found the person who was eating her food. Mm-hmm. So is the roommate who put up the spy cam wrong or the roommate who was eating the food, is she wrong? So let's go ahead and bring Samantha into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Samantha. Samantha, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Samantha. Who's wrong?
Both of them are wrong.
Both are wrong? Why both?
Because, so, obviously the person who's stealing food and lied about it is wrong. But also, if you have an assumption of privacy in a space like your home, then it's wrong to put up a camera and record images of your roommate.
Right, yeah.
So they're both wrong.
I hear that, but my thing is, you know, I would say action, reaction. If I ask you what's happening, you know what I'm saying, and you don't come up with it, and I understand that both of them are wrong, and when you go to Vegas on, you know, when it comes to the roulette table, you put your coins on everything, your tokens on everything. But yeah, I feel you on that. But if you were to say, if I'm asking who's wrong, but not both of them.
The person stealing the food is more wrong.
Have you had roommates?
They lied about it.
Have you had roommates before, Samantha?
Yes. And I actually had a roommate who was stealing from my bedroom. So I put up a camera.
So did you feel like you were wrong? Did you ask the roommate where they're stealing or taking from your bedroom?
Yes. I asked them if they were taking anything and they said no. But in my room, that's my private space, so I'm allowed to put up a camera. But you can't put up a camera in a public space.
Now, I hear you with that. Yeah, in your room, yeah, that is your room, and the person did come into your room. That is true. So did you see your roommate come into your room?
Yep, I caught them.
Wow. Did you confront them with the footage?
I did.
Did y'all fist fight?
No, it was just he he actually, he freaked out. He was like, why would you have a camera? I'm like, it's my room.
Oh,
I can
so
do
it,
whatever
it,
I want.
It was, hello, watch your language. Hey. It was, so it was a guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, man. What was he stealing out of your room? Because I was thinking that somebody was going in, like, taking your perfume or going in, you know, grabbing a pair of shoes. What was he stealing out of your room? Don't say your underwear.
He was stealing my AirPods.
That bastard.
Those are expensive.
That bad. And put them in his
and
ear.
And in the ear.
That's nasty. All righty. Well, y'all hit us up, man. Roommates, who's wrong? Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Hey, man. And, you know, I called Dre yesterday. Mm-hmm. And every time you hit him up, you hear music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You hear music, man. But I asked, I said, man, you know, they started rehearsals already.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
it's so
and
exciting.
There's tears to the rehearsal that's going down, which I don't want to say, but there's tears to it. And he sent me the full, like, calendar of, like, the rehearsals.
Oh, okay. How much
where it's at, who's going to be there that day. Like,
because there's a lot of people involved. So, obviously, I know, like, schedules are tough, man. So they got to do multiple ones. But this is going to be one of the best, biggest, most iconic, like, history-making performances ever.
Hey, man,
ever.
And they try to do one of those CDC things where it's like, oh, the Super Bowl, damn, man, NFL and LA, and everybody came out like, man, the Super Bowl's here.
Yes, please.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
The Super Bowl is here. And also, man, I was with Snoop as well. And, you know, of course, Snoop is going to do the halftime, the Pepsi halftime show. And I guess Dre gave everybody cameras to document up until then. So I don't know what the project is going to be or whatever. But every time Snoop turned that camera on, I made sure I was in front of it. You know what I'm saying? I made sure that I was in front of it, man. I was like, man, if they pull any footage from Snoop from this day, I'm in it.
You're in it,
you know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? For absolutely no reason. When he was at the board, I was sitting at the mixing board.
All up in there.
When he got up to go smoke, I was standing over there in the corner with him. I was like, wherever this dude go, I'm going to be there.
Hugging him.
You can't cut around me. You can't cut around me. Believe
that's
that.
That's dope.
It's
going to
be very exciting.
It's
going to be very exciting,
very cool.
man. And just being there, you know, talking with Dog and seeing what's going down with Dre, actually looking at at the calendar of you know, like the rehearsal days.
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you straight up, man, they didn't invite me. Well, he invited me to rehearsals, but now that I know where they are, I'm just popping up.
You should.
I'm just popping up, man.
Just you a know? Little peek.
And I even got to hit Dre, like, Dre, you sure? Remember we were talking about, like, like, man, I should just be the voice. Just when I was telling Dog,
oh
I said,
gosh.
Man, when y'all come out, I'm going to be out there with y'all with a mic.
Please.
Like, the moment y'all been waiting for.
The hype man.
Yeah, remember I told Snoop, I said, man, I'm going Lil Mama, you guys. Remember when Lil Mama came out with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys and they didn't know she was coming out?
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk out there.
Oh, my
you know
gosh.
What I mean? And they said that like 500 people, like, in L.A., they're getting, like, people to be on. I saw that
oh,
on
like
the news.
Oh, like in a little audience.
Yeah, like, how to be on the field and everything.
What
so that's
going to
be amazing. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it's your partner, Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. When's your actual birthday?
The 22nd of October.
Of October.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to lock that in next year. I want you to perform at my birthday party.
Yeah, you ain't serious.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You want to say no, huh?
I might be in Europe.
Yeah. He was like, matter of fact, we'll make sure I'm in Europe. In your mind, I'm probably just a dude that be on the radio.
Come on, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're the voice of the West.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Nathalia's up in here. Gunna is in the neighborhood news.
You know, as excited as I was for Gunna to drop his new album, DS Forever, I'm a little disappointed. Really? Yeah, I'm disappointed because there was one track on there that I specifically was like, yo, I can't wait to hear this track. I want to hear Gunna and Drake together.
Right.
I look it up when it comes out.
And they said it was supposed to happen.
And
huh?
it was on the track listing that Gunna put out. That's how we knew there was going to be this Drake feature. And then once the album was finally out, it was nowhere to be found. This is the second time this has happened with Drake.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. He's been pulling the features recently. There was supposed to be a feature on a French Montana album when he dropped his. It wasn't there.
Now
this time with Gunna, it's not there. So instead of 20 tracks, we got 19 tracks from Gunna.
Damn.
You know what, though? Still tons of features to check out. Young Thug, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, Chloe Bailey, who allegedly he's dating, Lil Baby, Future, Chris Brown, Roddy Ricch.
Damn.
This one, though.
Is Gunna on there?
Yes, Gunna is on there.
What's that concert going to sound like?
A lot of this was who was supposed to be on it. But this is a track a lot of people are liking, and I've got to say myself as well because it's a little bit more upbeat, but this one is featuring Lil Baby. $25 for a check. Wear one second light again. No, you don't. She ain't trying to let me get a crack. Going on fast cars, cutting up a traffic. One of those, we ain't nothing like these other rappers. Weirdo, you be trying to say what she get at. Hero, me ain't gonna go and back to back. Here it go. Damn, seeing stars, me and Money Mob. Running that coupe, yeah, the pin pushed up. Fresh and I'm blessed, that's why I'm the drill guy. Mama ain't stressing, I'm still going hard.
I like Lil Baby too.
Me too. Yeah, I do. Man. And I like when he gets together with his friends.
Yeah, man. You know, remember that time when I asked him, I said, man, you don't have any tattoos, huh?
No.
And he was like, yeah, you know, I just didn't want to look like a thug. He said, well, I am a thug. But, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, man.
He's sweet.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so Gunna's new
she
album.
He said he's sweet. I said, yeah, man. Yeah. You know? He sure is.
Gunna's trip season 4, like I said, is here. But you never know. Maybe he'll drop a deluxe version and we'll finally get that.
You got the 19. Maybe that'd be the 20th. Though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Drake, hit me up. Let me know what's really going on with these features,
please.
Man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. Ani, what you got?
Big, don't cook for your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with this.
Oh, totally?
Yeah, I totally agree with this.
And I'll tell you why you agree with it. Go ahead.
But this, I saw this on Twitter, and a girl said, quote, you're not supposed to cook for a man who isn't your husband. Stop being wives to boyfriends.
Right.
Now, Big, of course, the comments went crazy, but the reason I do agree with this is I've heard this a lot. Like, women will give this advice. Like, you know, if you act like a wife to a boyfriend, he's never going to marry you, and he's just going to move on to the next person.
So what about men that act like husbands to girlfriends? We got to stop that, too?
Yeah, you do.
That's crazy. You know what? I'm going to tell you why you agree with it.
Why?
You're not in a relationship.
Facts.
And any,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking that sounds crazy because I don't think that my wife, who was once my girlfriend, who was once my fiance as well, I don't think that she'd look back and she'd agree like, yeah, you know, I held my wife thing until we got married. No, I don't know if married women are saying that.
No, they're not saying that at all.
How would you know?
I'm married.
There it is.
But you already do the wives. Like someone in the comments said, I mean, my grandma always said, don't do wife duties for no boyfriend. So I'm going to go with grandma. And if a grandma is saying that, she knows.
Nah,
grandma's bitch.
Hey, man, let me tell you.
Babies.
Grandmas are stupid, too.
No,
I'm going to tell you straight up because grandmas are, you know, they were kids and teenagers. And then, you know what I'm saying?
They got married. They had kids and grandkids. So they know what they're talking about.
And a grandma, most, and those are old school grandmas. Yeah. They're probably like bitter.
Yeah. What about the flip side? Is that supposed to mean like men aren't supposed to take you out because that's a husband duty?
No, he should have to always pay.
That's what I said. Do we just stop husbandly duties?
No.
Like,
hey, I got a flat. Well, hopefully you get home.
I'll get my brother. That's us.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get my brother, my dad.
No, you want a man who's going to be able to also, like, you could depend on him.
Natalia, look who we're debating with.
Yes.
Who gave her number to a crackhead in New York. A cocaine head.
I didn't know he was
in New York. Right.
You know what, Big? You're right.
That's just like when Jose hired this dude that was on meth to come and do my floor. You got to work on your radar. You got to work on your radar.
I need you guys to
okay.
I don't think you could
don't cook
my mind,
for your
actually.
Boyfriend. Don't be a wife to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hit us up. All righty. And tell us how you feel about it. 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923.
I got to hear this.
Don't cook until you're married.
Yep.
All righty. And Ani, change your mind.
If you can.
Change
or
your mind.
With her.
There it
then
is.
Then I'll debate you.
Yeah, y'all hit us up. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Don't cook until you're married. Ani says change her mind.
Yeah.
There was something that was up on Twitter, you know, it was kind of a survey kind of situation where it was saying, hey, don't be a wife to a boyfriend.
Alrighty? Don't be a wife to a boyfriend.
It says you're not supposed to cook for a man who isn't your husband. Stop being wives to boyfriends.
Alrighty, so let's bring Tamika into the neighborhood to see what's going down with Tamika. Tamika, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hey. What's going on, Tamika? Tamika, don't be a wife to a boyfriend. Do you agree?
I agree.
Alrighty, talk to me.
Well, for one, these guys will take advantage of you. So you gotta save all the goods for the guy who's gonna wife it, not the temporary guy. All right. So
what does save all the goods mean?
Well, the good things would be experiencing, let's see, dinners where you cook for your man, you cater to your man, you support your man, and you sex him down.
And when does that start, though, Tamika? When does that start?
Let's say after we get a ring on it, after we get some commitment, after we know that he's being loyal. You got to be faithful. Got to be loyal.
Are you in a relationship now?
No more.
Exactly. Thank you. There it is.
Love you, Tamika.
Exactly. All right.
Woo, Tamika.
Hold on, wait. All right, here it is. All right. Anybody else I'm bringing it to the neighborhood?
Yeah, bring Chip. Please bring in Chip. Chip. Yeah.
All righty now. Chip, hello. Chip, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Potato Chip. Chip, talk to us, man. I was expecting all the ladies to call up. Yeah. What's going on, Chip?
I 100% disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, and why so?
Well, I mean, think about it. As a man, do you want to marry a woman and you don't even know if she knows how to cook dinner?
Right. Or a woman that's playing these games with you. I don't want to be played games. I don't want to be held off and wait till we get married. And if you're going into this with those thoughts in your head, I don't even want to play these games with you.
That's a really good point.
Exactly.
He's not getting this until he's not getting this.
Nobody got time for that.
You heard him. Chip said, ain't nobody got time for that.
Chip, it's not just that. Like, if I cook food and I'm cooking, I'm going to cook for you, too,
you haven't
for
been
myself.
In a real relationship yet.
Yeah.
You're going to meet a guy, and you're going to cook for him. It'll be like, hey, you know?
No, but I'm not going to do, like, a special dinner. Like, yeah, babe, this is for you.
No, you will.
My husband, Matt, when he was just my boyfriend, I made him a whole pan of lasagna because there was a long story to it. But he says to this day that one of the reasons he wanted to marry me is because I took care of him and I made him that lasagna.
Can you imagine if I would have held all this back from Veto before we got married? If I would have, what did you say, Chip?
That's exactly how it should be. I mean, I'm married as well, but my wife, you know, back when we were dating, she used to cook me meals all the time. And had she not done that, I'd been like, does she even know how to cook?
There
like,
it is.
What is that?
And then also, once you get married, then it's the reversal. You know, they stop cooking.
That is true. That is true.
It's like bait. You get reeled in, and then after, it's like, order something.
So that's bait. That doesn't even work.
Like, baby, I'm hungry. Same here. Give me something. Okay. All righty. Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty. Now, let's bring Oscar into the neighborhood. Oscar, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Oscar. We've been talking about this in the neighborhood. All righty. Are you in a relationship first off, Oscar?
I am not.
All right. So, but you've been in a relationship before?
I have.
All right. And I don't even think you have to be in a relationship to have an opinion on this. But Ani saw something and they were in a conversation about don't cook for your boyfriend. Don't be a wife to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'm neutral because, I mean, maybe what about it's probably time for the guys to be cooking up for their girlfriends.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow,
all right.
I like Oscar.
Hold on, simp.
I like Oscar. Woo, Oscar!
Says the man without a girl. What am I talking about? I damn near cook every night.
You know what I'm saying? Cook really good.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, that's what I do. I might as well cook very good. I used to eat very good, too. You know what I'm saying? All righty, let's bring Patricia into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Patricia. All righty now. Patricia, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Patricia, what is it, a delay day in here? All righty now. Patricia, where are you at when it comes to don't be a wife for a boyfriend?
I agree. Don't be a wife for a boyfriend.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
I think it's important to have some real love and care and consideration for each other, but I don't think that being a wife to a boyfriend is the route to go. I wouldn't want it for my daughter. I don't want it for anybody else.
And what do you consider being wife to a boyfriend?
You know, the consistently, if it's expected for her to be cooking, for her to be cleaning, no. I'm all about pull your grades, my dear, have your fun.
And what about you before you got, what about you and your relationships? I know you're saying for your daughter,
But when you were in your relationship, I don't know if you're in one now, it was absolutely nothing that felt wifey-wise or anything like that?
Hell, well, I was 100%. I am in a relationship. I was 100% wifey material only because that's in my nature. I'm Mexican. I cook. I clean. I do my thing. And, you know, I love it. However, I want her to have her fun and to, yes, cook every now and again, but not to play the wife.
I'm just wondering, too, Patricia, when does it start? Like, is it after? Like, I don't taste a meal from you until after? You know what I'm saying?
No, okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it shouldn't be expected, nor should it be normalized. Like,
okay.
You got to give a little, too. You know, I'm all about it again, tender, loving care. But,
hey, man, you know what's crazy?
Above all.
And not to take anything away from what you were saying, but I never heard normalized until, like, the last, like, few years.
Oh, it's like a new.
Normalized.
Yeah, let's normalize.
Yeah, normalized.
Yeah,
now
like
that's
it.
Normalized. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But thank you. I feel you, Patricia.
Yeah, thank you.
Hit us. I don't agree with all the way because y'all don't know how to.
I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
I love them. Patricia and Oscar.
I'm telling you. Ani,
yeah.
When you get into a relationship, and I'm not talking about the cokehead that you invited to your hotel when you were in New York.
I didn't invite him to my hotel.
But when you told him where you were at, then he sent you the pictures of the cocaine and you want to chill. When you get into a relationship, the way you are, the hugger, all that, trust me.
You think
trust me. You're going to be this wife.
I mean, well, I don't know.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Don't be a wife to a boyfriend.
Yeah.
All righty. Don't cook. Don't whatever. And whatever a wife is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that people are really drawing these strong lines. Like, I don't know what it means to, don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Like,
yeah.
The last caller that we had, I understood what she was saying. I agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She cooked. She did this. And the same with the guy.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? I think that there's a lot of husbandly things that I did before, but that's just being who you are.
That I agree with. I just don't like the fact that guys think, because in my family growing up, it was mainly the women cooking, cleaning, like that's the normal. So when I see things like this, I'm like, why do you guys think a girl has to clean for you to be a wife material? Like, I can't be a good person, work hard, like all these other things. So yeah, that bothers me.
Go ahead now.
That's all.
And your boyfriend's name is?
I don't know yet.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Whoever. I don't
Michael?
Know. None of your business. All righty. Let's go ahead and bring Alan into the neighborhood. Alan, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Alan. Don't be a wife to a boyfriend.
Man, personally, I feel women that do this, trash.
Damn.
It's not about cooking and cleaning and being a wife and all that good stuff. It's about, can you take care of me? Can you? Are you able to take care of?
It's the same.
Our
can you children.
Take care of me?
Right, right, right.
It's things like that. It's not necessarily cooking and cleaning. You mean, get down, do your stuff.
Right.
Show a man that you are able to do these things, and vice versa. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna bust down for you too. You know, you ain't gonna be out there alone just doing all these wifely duties. I'm gonna bust down and show you I'm gonna be a good husband.
There it is.
Well, if you make me a wife, I'll be a wife. I'll do the wifely.
But how
duties.
Do you make someone a wife? It's like I'm gonna you almost sound, Ani, like you're saying I'm gonna hold this back purposely.
No.
Until.
No, no, no. I just don't want you to expect
that's what I
it.
Heard.
No, I just.
Man. Alan, tell us how you really feel. My man said, man, women, I think it's trash.
I love it, man.
He needs to start doing seminars. Because I'm going to bust down, too. I need the woman to bust down. And then I, too, will bust down.
Yes.
There it is. All right, let's bring Kenesha into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Kenesha. Kenesha, hello. What line is she on?
Seven. Oh. That's my fault. I said three.
Oh, okay.
It's seven.
Kenesha's on seven. Oh, I can see where you get mixed up with three and
seven.
Yeah,
definitely. It sounded like
hey, you got a baby at the house. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'd rather you make the mistake on three to seven here as opposed to, like, are you giving them milk or are you giving them alcohol?
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's make all the mistakes here. All right. Kenesha, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello there, Kenesha. Kenesha, don't be a wife to a boyfriend. Speak on it.
Okay, so I feel, I've been married for 10 years, been with my husband for 18 years.
Go ahead now.
And I don't feel that you should be a wife to a boyfriend, but I do feel like cooking for him, that's no problem. However, like you guys are saying, don't expect it of me. I'm going to do it because I want to do it.
Yeah.
But then, like, when it comes to my husband, I'm going to cater to him. I'm going to take his food out. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to prepare his table for him to eat. I'm not doing that for a boyfriend all the time.
Right.
Maybe a couple times, but not all the time. But I think so, too, that the man should be showing the woman that she wants to marry him as well. Like, are you my helpmate? You know, are you there for me?
I'm going to even go further than that, Kanisha. Anybody that's dating and that's listening to this, you shouldn't be doing nothing. You shouldn't be having sex. You shouldn't be doing anything that's considered marriage, all righty?
Yeah.
Go on to J. Alonzo 2911. That's Jose's godly page. Don't go to his other one where he's at the Ice Cube concerts. But go on to his godly page, all righty, and follow him for spiritual advice.
Woo!
There it is right there. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello.
Hello there, Tony. What could you sue your parents for?
Okay, so Your Honor, Big.
Yes.
Let me just bring this to the court's attention, please.
Please
do. I do want to, how can I say this? It is a double lawsuit to the same family. I won't say the name. What do you say? The what do you call it? Oh, accused. I accuse my mom. Yeah, the first plaintiff or the accusation.
Tony, we'll come back to you, bro. Get the script together. Then we'll come back to you. I want to sue Tony for that phone call. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
What do you say? The first...
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. All righty, now Natalia's up in here. The Weeknd did it, huh?
Yes, he did.
He put it out. I ain't mad at
This happens sometimes. Some artists will say that they're going to drop an album and then nothing happens, but The Weeknd ain't like that. He gave us his brand new album, Don FM. And what I love, too, about The Weeknd is that he showed up to his live streaming event, Big, in full-on old makeup.
Yeah,
because
what the
that's
hell?
Sort of the theme of what this album is going through. So he looks like... what, like 70 years old version of himself. And he's at the party having a good time, looking all old and gray and wrinkled. But he
so
also...
old Weekend, there's beat up Weekend.
Yeah, beat up. There's the Weekend.
Yeah.
Then there's Abel. And then there's Halloween Weekend, by the way.
Choose your favorite.
Choose your favorite Weekend. But this is one of the tracks that I really liked on the album so far, because not only does it have Lil Wayne on it, but it also, this is to all the married women out there that feel fine.
I heard you married. I bet he treat you like Virgin Mary. You like it dirty and I'm Dirty Harry. I thought we were some lovers, canaries. We're to Larry, but I can't f*** with you. You put my love on the line and hang up on you. That's a long kiss goodbye, I got a tongue tissue. And when doves cry, we ain't got enough tissue. I'm still in love with you, what a love at. You walk down the aisle, I can make you run back. Like f*** that, what a love at. Tell hubby I kill him, no hubcap.
Hey man, they killed that. I ain't playing.
This is the song
that... Amen, and Wayne sound good on
he
that.
He does. This is the one that I'm like, you know, maybe that guy like likes me, and I'm like, no, I'm married.
Go
like,
ahead.
And then he's like, no, you're married. I can't
have you.
Do you
get that, Natalia?
I got it one time at Target. It made me feel good.
That's what I was going to ask. Does it make you feel good?
Yes, it did. What also... the
because I know you always take your ring off when you go out.
That is not true.
Yeah. Right.
But The Weeknd did let it be known that he does not care about first week sales.
Someone
I love
was that.
Saying that, oh, there's no physical copies. This is going to affect his first week. He goes, look, that does not
and
matter to me.
Physical copies, they mean CDs, huh?
CDs,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, man, they said that physical copies, like CDs sold more last year because of Adele, BTS, and it was someone else. That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Really cool. So
I don't even know where to play one
he
right
says,
now.
Right? I don't even have something to play with. But he says, what matters is me getting the experience album together and the fans. Mm-hmm. That's what it matters. So
I love it.
Go there listen it to the Weeknd Zoo album.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Your Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Nothing. Alrighty, in case you missed it, what we got?
Gunna
up in here in case you missed it.
And that's because he's dropped his brand new album, Big, and so many people have been excited for this. There's so many features on there. I love it. But there's one song I can't stop listening to, and it's featuring Lil Baby called 25K Jacket.
Weirdo, you be trying to say what she get at. Hero, me and Gunna going back to back.
hear it though. Down seeing stars, me and Money Mark running that coupe, yeah, the pin pushed up. Fresh and I'm blessed, that's why I'm the drill good. Mama ain't stressing, I'm still going hard. Brought me two bits and two maybe.
Go ahead now.
Ooh, love him big.
Mr. Fashionable.
Yeah. And he really is. But this isn't his first album, big. He's had albums before, and you kind of asked him when he was in the neighborhood last time, like, is there a different kind of pressure going into making a new album?
Yes, it is. Because it's like, it's numbers and it's charts and all of those that didn't matter at first when I was doing music. Like, when I was doing, I didn't really know about no Billboard charts and none of that. When I did Dress Season 3, I wasn't caring about having no number one song. You know what I'm saying? But when you start getting up and you developing your fan base and people comparing you to this and comparing you to that, they make it a competition thing. I ain't in competition with nobody, but I don't want to look like I'm losing. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody look at it as a competition. It puts you in a different mindset.
You almost get in competition with yourself because we get in a position where we start to compare. And everything now, man, everybody's on social media. Everybody's a critic. Everybody either love or hate you. How do you clear that clutter out, man?
Put my phone down. Stop looking at that.
Yeah.
That's my problem now. I look at my phone too much. I'm trying to stop. It's a mental thing, though. And you just got to be strong-minded to be like, just do what you've been doing.
Them damn Zoom interviews.
Yeah. You know? I felt the same.
Damn pandemic.
I know.
But no, that's real. You get into a position where you're not thinking about the competition, but you do look at certain things now.
Yeah, I mean,
and you've always seen that. Yeah. When somebody put out a movie, it's like, oh, we got to look at the box office.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a totally different pressure.
I agree, but I know this album has to do well. It's already on the top, and he has a song with his rumored girlfriend, Chloe.
Hello.
19 songs. There's just one song that's missing, and it's with Drake. I don't know what's going on over there.
Wait, what do you mean one song missing and it's with Drake?
Well, Drake was supposed to be on the album, but then the album came out and he's not on there. And now Twitter's like, what happened? So I'm like, what happened?
I don't know what happened. So your Twitter?
Well, just all of Twitter.
Oh, you said Twitter was like, what happened? And I'm like, what happened? I thought you were sending it to Twitter. All righty, you can find that entire interview with Gunna in case you missed it at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Antonio Brown, AB, in the neighborhood news.
Big, I got to say this first. I'm going to do this better than Louis G. can. You know, Louis tries to handle
I
the
agree. Man, she hasn't even said anything about sports and I already agree with her.
Louis usually handles these really crazy big sports stories and then he finds some way to just fumble it all together.
No, not
I'm
Louis.
Not going to do that.
You talking about Louis that worked with us?
Yeah, Louis G. that works with us. Antonio Brown, it is official now. He has been let go from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is a timeline of a drama story for years now, too, with Antonio Brown. I feel like he's been given so many chances.
Uh-huh.
He just throws them away sometimes because, oh, he got, you know, he messed up his feet and he doesn't like his helmet.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Well, now he did something I've never seen in the middle of a game. Takes off his pads, takes off his jersey, and he quits in the middle of a game. And it's a lot of he said kind of story between him and the coaches. They have put out a statement now. They said they have officially cut him from the team. But he comes out and he says, you guys are letting me go? No, that's not how it happened. You wanted to force me to play hurt.
Right.
You knew that I was hurt. These are the text messages that show that you guys were aware that I was hurt. And even at one point, the head coach from Tampa Bay was like, I didn't know he was hurt. Then they kind of came back and was like, oh, no, we knew, but then he was medically cleared, so he should have been playing.
Right.
And it is just drama between these
two. And
what
is hurt? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is his hurt? What is their hurt?
I feel bad for him because I feel like he knows his body. And if he doesn't want to go out there.
But knowing him, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just wondering what's Antonio Brown hurt.
Like, it's a level of a different hurt compared to other people. I know. But now he's no longer on the team. And the one person I kind of feel bad for, too, is Tom Brady, who's put himself out there a lot for Antonio Brown. He's really supported him through all these years and helped him get these chances. And now Antonio's just not without a team anymore.
Hey, man, I kind of, I don't know what's going on. People say, you know, mentally, so on and so forth.
There is a lot of talk about that.
I just kind of like that he just go.
He just, he's deuces.
My man was on the biggest stage. It would have, the biggest thing would have been bigger is Super Bowl. If he would have been,
but my man, done it then.
During the game.
Right?
And even people that were in the stands were like, what's going on? What does he do? Like, he gave people enough time to zoom in.
Yes.
On his removing his uniform.
If you're going to do it, man, you better do it.
Then he hyped the crowd up and jogged off the field. Then was at a basketball game the next night.
Yes, he was.
Wasn't too hurt to go to that. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
Big, I think I'm getting on my cousin's last nerve.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, he...
That's so hard.
Right?
Can't believe that.
So, my cousin, ever since the pandemic happened, his company has completely been working remotely. They've never gone back to the office, and they don't really plan on doing it. So, this year... Yeah, my cousin's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to sit in my house where it gets depressing just on the computer. I'm going to go travel somewhere and
if
do work there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yes. Like if everything's fine. I was like, dude, this is great because if you go, then I'll visit you because like you're my cousin. I can't not see you.
So is he going to go live there or he's going to go visit?
No, just visit for like a month or 2 months.
Oh, really?
Stay out there. Yeah, so he'll check it out. You know, he's like, I'll see the girls. But where
you get like 9 hours off a year. How are you going to get that?
Well, I was like, do it like he's around this time on my birthday. He's like, Ani, this isn't for you. Like I'm going for me. But then he's planning on doing Brazil, Argentina, or Colombia.
Oh, he's going to go look at the ladies too, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
He about to go hang out. Is he married?
He's not, no.
Oh, man, tell him to go.
Yeah, I'm telling him. I'm like, go so I can come visit you. That's really what I want.
Personal, huh?
Yeah, very personal.
I heard
babe.
That. You like me when I buy Veronica stuff that I want to use.
Yeah.
Like, baby, look at all these pans and pots that I got right here. Look at this. What is this? Oh, babe, you got me a new barbecue grill. Thank you.
See, it's genius.
Hell yeah.
And Big, have you ever been to any of those places?
I've been to Brazil. I've been to Brazil. I haven't been to Argentina or Colombia.
You've been to Brazil?
Yeah, I've been to Brazil. There was a UFC fight out there.
Oh, dope.
And I went out there for a UFC fight.
That's so
cool. Okay, Brazil.
And the booties.
Yeah, that's what I hear, the booties. I'm going to tell
him. No, I didn't say the booties.
Oh, what did you say?
This girl.
She's not listening. Man.
Sorry, no, Brazil has really nice girls.
I said in the blooties, you know, like the location.
Yeah. The blooties, okay.
Yeah,
but Big, that's, I'm so excited for this, and it's something to look forward to.
Have you been anywhere, Ani, except for like New York?
That's the farthest I've been, especially by myself.
Like, I love you.
The farthest has been like maybe 200 miles alone.
Really?
Yeah, aside from
you
that.
You just drove somewhere to sit on a beach? If you follow Ani on Instagram, sometimes she'd just be on a beach. Yep. Like, oh, looking at the sunset.
Yeah, I feel like a wave myself. I'm part of the waves. I'm like, hey, guys, the world is so awesome.
Go ahead now. Oh, man.
Isn't it?
That little cokehead that you met in New York, man. If you could have put him in rehab and got his life together, boy, he would have been such a blessed man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you go to Colombia and find somebody out there.
Yeah.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Roddy Rich is in the neighborhood. And not just by dad, by definition. Your parental bond is special as far as like that being your pops.
I feel like growing up, we didn't really have the best relationship just because of, you know, the circumstances, you know, and he lived pretty far all the time. So I didn't really get to see him as much as I wanted to. You know, this year I was reflecting a lot. I was just thinking like, man, you know, it's two people that I had to take care of on my birthday. I felt like my mom's and my dad because, you know, every year we buy stuff for ourselves and we do a lot of things for ourselves. But, you know, it's my birthday. And I felt like without these two people, I wouldn't have a birthday. So that's just kind of how I carried it. I was like, I want to do something for my mom and my dad when it's my birthday instead of doing something for me.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, thank you for being in the neighborhood. Do have a rest of your day. That would be a great rest of your day, whatever I'm trying to say here. But enjoy the rest of your day.
thank you
for being in the neighborhood with us as well, man. And for all those out there, you know, we got so many calls that we didn't air when it came to don't be a wife to your boyfriend.
Yes.
So many people that
hit
us up.
Shout out to Oscar and Patricia who agreed with me.
Yes, she can remember the ones that agreed with her. I can't possibly remember all the people that disagreed.
Oh, like Chip.
What?
Yes, and Patricia.
Chip.
Go ahead now.
Trash,
yeah, right? yeah. Chip was like, people that believe that, it's trash, bitch. It's trash. I'm going to bust it down for you. I'm going to bust it down. But thank you for everybody that hit us up as well, man. And roommate, who was wrong? When it came to the roommate that said, hey, someone's eating my food out of the refrigerator, gave ample opportunity to somebody say, hey, it was me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we were asking who's wrong, the roommate that put the camera up, put up the spy cam, or the roommate that didn't admit to eating the food?
The eater.
Yeah, I feel like the eater was.
I'm so surprised. Nobody, like, it was so...
You know why? Because
that.
The eater was the first wrong one.
Yeah,
so they were
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly.
That is true.
Action, reaction.
It's still creepy,
That's
though.
Just like somebody say, oh, well, she slapped me. And then you like, but she slapped me first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's your action and your reaction. Mm-hmm. You
it's
know?
Just the whole camera thing. It's still creepy to me.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's creepy.
She's
I mean,
a girl
that's
who
sure.
want to do an OnlyFans for her feet.
Right?
Yeah, do you have your Only Feet up yet?
No, I'm waiting for the app. That stupid thing doesn't have an app.
Oh, really, though?
Yeah.
So OnlyFans is a website?
I guess you just have to go on your desktop, yeah.
And it looks like a Twitter. It literally looks like Twitter. You think you're on Twitter with just a bunch of naked
Someone's
stuff.
Someone's been on enough.
Oh, man. Now I know. Okay. So now I know what I got to do when I start mine up. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go, man, so I can
thank
go ahead
you.
And start my OnlyFans up.
Woo.
That's really it. But thank you guys for being in the neighborhood. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
And we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.